This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Indian and Chinese troops have started patrolling at the Line of Actual Control, LAC, in eastern Ladakh region. According to the sources of the Indian Army, patrolling has resumed in the Demchok area, which had been halted for nearly 4.5 years after a clash broke out between the two armies in April 2020. Patrolling in Depsang will resume soon. Both nations reached a consensus on disengagement after a series of diplomatic and military-level talks last month. Yesterday, on the occasion of Diwali, Indian and Chinese soldiers exchanged sweets at various points, including Chushul Muldo, Daulat Beg Oldi, Hot Spring, KK Pass and Kong Kala. The disengagement process began on the 22nd of last month, with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Depsang and Demchok areas. As per the plan, India and China have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticized the Congress for making false promises to the people. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi alleged that there is a growing realization across the country that a vote for Congress is a vote for non-governance, poor economics and unparalleled loot. He said the people want development and progress, not the same old fake promises from Congress. Mr. Modi emphasized that the citizens must remain vigilant against the Congress-sponsored culture of fake promises. He said that the people of Haryana recently rejected these lies and preferred a government that is stable, progress-oriented and action-driven. Mr. Modi said the Congress party is realizing the hard way that making unrealistic promises is easy, but implementing them properly is tough or impossible. He said the Congress party's stance is badly exposed in front of the people. Meanwhile, the BJP today demanded an apology from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi following Mr. Kharge's advice that the party's state units should make only those promises that are fiscally feasible. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that for the first time, Congress has acknowledged misleading the public. He said that Congress-led governments in Karnataka, Telangana and Himachal Pradesh are facing financial hardships in fulfilling the guarantees offered to the people. The withdrawal process for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand has been completed today. 32 candidates withdrew their nomination papers for this phase. Now, 528 candidates are in the fray. Earlier, a total of 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to the polls in the second phase on the 20th of November, while the first phase of polling will take place on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. A total of 683 candidates will participate in the first phase after the withdrawal of candidatures. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. The new train ticket advance reservation booking rules have come into force from today. The railways have reduced the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. However, all the bookings done up to 31st October this year will remain intact. According to the Railways Ministry, it was observed that about 21% of reservations done for 61 to 120-day periods were getting cancelled. In Spain, the Interior Ministry's Integrated Operational Coordination Center reported that the number of deaths from flooding in the Valencian community has risen to 202. The Spanish Meteorological Agency has issued a red warning for rainfall along the coast of Huelva in the southwestern part of the country. Local media reported that 40,000 people were without electricity this morning. More military personnel have been deployed to assist in the search and cleanup operations. The Bombay Stock Exchange BSE and National Stock Exchange NSE conducted Muhurat trading on the occasion of Diwali, marking the beginning of Samvat 2081. Both the indices ended today's special trading session on a positive note. In cricket, India trailed by 149 runs against New Zealand in their first innings on the opening day of the third and final test match in Mumbai. When stumps were drawn for the day, India were 86 for 4. Shubman Gill on 31 and Rishabh Pant on 1 were at the crease. And that is the end of this news bulletin.